Yeah, welcome for the third time to the D&D podcast. Yay.
Echo Factor.
Echo. All right. Which microphone are we using? Okay.
Preserve the line. One of us moves the stake out, and the other one keeps.
Yay! Here we are, driving on the bumpy road. Oh, man.
For me, I know we're probably...
Yep. But we might hit a deer.
Yeah, like on the way in.
Twice, even, almost.
Yeah, I was telling the listeners about the fact that we, in the future, will have miniature deer, hopefully, maybe.
Monk, I can't say it. Monk Jack.
Yeah.
No, folks, I wasn't doing that on purpose. I really was stuttering.
Monk Jacks.
Yeah, I couldn't say it right.
They got fangs.
Deers with fang. Are they carnivores? Or do they burrow in the dirt like pigs do?
I think their fangs are for protection.
Yeah, maybe.
But this one guy who has cats, he uses his fangs to get attention. He'll go up and scratch you. Not like real hard. But he'll just rub his fangs up against you. Hey,
I'm here.
Hey,
oh, like a little girl we call Sprinkle.
Hey, quit it.
Ow, quit it.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll either, next year we will have either sheep, punk jacks, miniature cow, or creatures.
Punk jacks might be hard to come by.
They're not hard to come by, they're just not cheap.
Yeah, that's the hard to come by part. But...
You need a pair for a dollar to come.
These really, really cute animals be tasty on the grill.
Yeah, they don't get but about half the size of Nigerian or goat.
Well, it depends on which one you get. The leaf deer, which is a monk jack, gets about 20 pounds as an adult, if I remember right. Or is it 10? Anyway, they don't get very big.
Right.
All right. They call them leaf deer because they can hide under an elephant ear plant leaf.
Yeah.
So.
There's an even smaller one that they also call leaf deer. It's called a poodoo.
What is it in the monk jack family? Is it something else?
It's an endangered species, so it can't get them.
Ah.
But it gets about half the size of a monk jack. It's the one that gets only about 10 pounds.
Well, let's get one of those. That'd be good for, you know, small gathering. Yeah, they'd really love that. Like, what are you roasting? Poodoo.
Poodoo. We're roasting a poodoo ear. Aren't those endangered? Yeah!
Yeah, we got 100 of them.
They're not that endangered.
And they're tasty.
Yeah,
okay. I don't know if they're tasty or not, but...
Probably tastes like medicine.
Probably do.
If they are bad, then... yeah. The plump jack, they don't get very big. They get about the size of a miniature goat, not bad. Yeah. That's right. Looks like rain.
Okay, I better move my boots before they fill up with water.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do my chopping out on the side tonight before it gets too rainy.
Supposed to rain tomorrow?
Don't know.
Hmm.
But, okay. I'll get my chopping on the side. It'll save me all.
Did you approve of that chess game?
I don't think I did.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried to not.
What was it? Monologue.
Monologue, yeah.
I did okay, monologue. I got some distractions, but I had to fix my still have two.
If somebody's going to monologue, Shana does a good job.
You did, dude.
Really?
Pretty much what I did.
Oh, God.
There was this word between you and
Yeah. Hey, you got a message or something.
Probably. I'll be dead here. Joe Mama.
Joe Mama.
Probably Joe Mama.
Probably wants us to come over and watch more movies tonight.
Yeah. I can. Gotta get work finished, go to bed. As early as possible. And get up as early as possible and get ready to go back to Kansas City tomorrow.
You know what? Joe Mama should get himself one of those 250-gallon tubs and pump the water directly from his pump into the tank and then run a hose from that into his house so he has water to wash his dishes with.
You know, my friend, otherwise.
Apparently his pipes froze or something. I don't.
Oh, well, you can fix that.
Yeah, I don't know why he hasn't gotten around.
Because all the money I get.
He may tell the world, but we don't need to tell.
We should have guns. Everybody should have guns.
Or some sort of defensive weapon that's effective at a distance.
Guns. Or bows and arrows. Crossbow. Gun.
For the psychic energy to draw lightning.
Crossbow. Gun.
What is that movie? Scanners? Did you just look at your brain explode?
That'd be awesome. I don't know if I got that kind of
power. It's a good thing you don't have that kind of power.
Yeah, theory would be dead.
And Kim and,
the two guys that my ex cheated on me with.
And your brother?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah! Bring your phone with you. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I got a text message.
From Joe Mama.
From the circle.
Who is the circle?
That's what they called that group thing.
I call it Lori's chat group.
That'd probably be a better name.
The circle. The circle of poo. Somebody with a weird unknown number said.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know that number. Alien face from Joe.
Alien face?
Yeah.
He sent you a picture of himself?
Yeah.
J.B. Wells. Well,
smell.
This is not right.
What? All right, I'm going to get out there and get chopping.
Chop, chop, chop.
Chop, chop.
Yeah. So is this going to be our world's shortest podcast? Okay. So, Kano's out here preparing a sign in the rain. And he's leaving his phone behind.
He wants the choppers.
He needs the choppers.
Oh, I see now.
There's this chopper. And there's this chopper. Yep, and you can switch the battery around if you want, or you can throw this battery into that machine.
And the blades.
Blades are right here. All right, and you said something about a drill bit?
I need a square one, but I got my case in the container.
Oh, you needed screwdrivers.
Yeah.
I believe he has that in there already.
All right. Check and see. He's got a square bit. All right. Let's see how this thing operates.
There's two little safety tabs up on the handle. You have to thumb one of those while pulling on the trigger.
Okay. All right. Now I just got to set that to, what is it, 1.5 inches for a 2x?
Okay, he's got one of those weird star bits on here.
Hey, China. China.
Weird star bits.
I probably just used the saw saw.
Saw saw. That sounds so weird.
It's actually also called a reciprocating saw, I think.
Yeah, I always heard them called a saw saw.
That's what I call it. Oh, this ain't even opened yet. Oh, yeah, it is.
It has been opened. Some blades have been taken out already.
Got it.
Amazing. He's smarter than he looks.
Ow, it's cutting me. There we go.
He's having fun.
Oh, it might help with that battery. Got it.
Put the blade in backwards.
No, I didn't.
And upside down and inside out all at the same time.
Whatever. I know what I'm doing.
And China right. is talking to you on the phone, I think.
Oh, okay. I guess it goes this way. I thought it went the other way. That's all right.
Yeah, there he is. He's cutting away. And now the board's going to fall down.
No.
No, he says.
It's not going to fall down because it's still screwed in to the pallet.
I mean, it's valid. But yeah. So now I gotta go find my bit.
Need a flashlight?
Yeah, it's in the truck.
Oh, I
see it. Ah. So, talk about cooking.
Cold out there. Cold in here. Cooking, little pigs.
You what?
Little piggy, let me on in.
Yeah.
I got a hair in my chinny chin chin.
So we're going to get either cooncoons, sheep, or maybe some Dexters next year.
Extra cooncoons?
Ah, crap, I forgot my keys. Dexter cooncoon. Well, what should we get? Should we get cooncoons or should we get sheep?
Oh, we can eat the sheep.
We can eat the sheep, you said?
Yeah, we can eat the sheep.
Eat?
Eat.
Yeah.
Eat.
Mr. Sam, eat my
pie. Don't eat his pie. No, don't eat his pie. Let me open that pack for you.
Yeah. China's the good cat. Her brother, on the other hand.
He ate my bread.
Yeah. Only 3 pieces.
Uh-huh.
And he took them out very carefully, like you and I would. And made him a sandwich. Yeah, I only took 3 slices and made him a sandwich. It was a bread sandwich.
A bread sandwich.
Yep.
Oh, she found your pie. She's opening it up.
Throw her out the window.
Pecan, tasty.
Yeah, she's in the back.
She's exploring. I think she wants to know where the escape route is. A spotlight on her now.
Right now. Yeah, it's a little cold out here. But it's not as bad as it was last night.
Yeah. So, what kind of bits you got?
I got just about everything I need.
Yeah, this thing takes the kind that lock in place. It's got a little groove around the base.
Oh. Well.
You might be able to use the flat ones, but they might have a tendency to pop out.
This has just, where are my square bits? Here they are.
All right, we'll just have to see.
This is just one of those, these kind.
Right, let's see if it'll fit, if it'll work.
You got the other one. The other one
over here. Yeah, it will.
It'll go in. Pull it out.
All right. Is that long enough?
Yeah. It might work.
All right.
We're going to give this a shot. Ladder. It's down by the door. Ah, crap. It's Starbit. You had a Starbit in here?
Oh, yeah. He had a star bit. The screws are star bit?
Yeah, I was thinking it was a square bit. It's star bit.
Yeah, he's got a star bit.
All right, come on. Perfect. Now I got to get to the middle. Pull a parked truck over there. I was not prepared.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
Giant spoken holes in your vinyl.
My vinyl?
Well, okay, the carpeting for your seat. The upholstery.
Okay.
Like scratch, scratch, scratch.
Scratch. Can't scratch, Steve. Ah.
Da 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 da. Coon coon. So,
where'd he go?
It
there he is.
Down.
Yeah. Okay, my pocket. Oh, I only put two in. Weird. But the second
it's
one was the top. But I can climb up there with the whatchamacallit.
Okay,
so
apparently my text message thing is going off lately.
Your what?
Ow! Don't close that! That hurts!
Alright. So I'm climbing on top of the side. I'm moving up in the world.
Alright. Yeah, it looks like he's been exercising in the jungle gym.
Been a while. I need to do that a little more often, actually.
Still haven't figured out what he's going to do.
Well, I got this screw here I got to take out.
Yay. He's putting the screws in his pockets.
Yep.
Oh, I see.
Get it in the hole.
That was actually pretty cool.
Even
the board just fell out.
But I wanted. And I landed in the hole. So I got the hole lined up pretty good. Not really. I need to dig it up a little bit more. And the shovels are at the kitchen area.
So we pack everything up and go down there.
But I can get it lined up at least so I can cut all my notches.
Cut all your nuts?
Yeah, that too. And actually, I can use this 2x4 to do it. Not that 2x4, though.
Your 2x4 are bent.
Just a little.
Bow, bow. You know, we could try and turn that sign into a little building.
Good. Well, the bottom one fits, so that's good. All I gotta do is cut the top one without it knocking me out.
Alrighty, I forgot what I was looking for. I was looking for something. Oh, now I remember. You have to take a screenshot.
Yeah. Alright. Yeah.
There we go. Anybody share it?
Share it. Don't wear it. I should have brought that light that's on top of the hood. But I think this has a light.
It does, I think.
Okay, that's not center.
I just hammer it deeper into the ground.
Now, I want this board to be center on the whatchamacallit when I cut it out.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. So now mark this with my pocket knife. Now I'll cut it out.
Yeah, cut it out already.
Cut it out, cut it out. Meow. Meow. Yeah, probably should have that light. But,
all right. That is an amazing sound on the phone.
Hang on.
I am not your scratch dog.
Trying to think.
Or another chunk, right down the hole.
Right down the wall. Okay, now let's see if this will fit in there if I gotta widen it. Nope, probably a little too wide, but it fits. So that'll work.
Alrighty.
So, boom, shaka.
So what we're going to do, pour cement in those holes?
Yeah, tomorrow. Well, maybe tonight, but...
Nah, let's do it tomorrow where we can see what we're doing. We need to bring water up here for it.
Water, what's that?
Stuff that falls out of the sky? Maybe.
Maybe. Never heard of it.
Yeah. Nor did anybody on this planet before the flood.
What's that? All right. Here we go.
You gotta keep clawing me. It hurts. Ow.
Ow, quit it.
Ow, quit it. Especially where she's clawing me. Ah.
Okay.
What'd you do?
Now I gotta do is get the bottom part and then pull the screws out. And I'll be almost ready.
You're breaking my flowers.
About right. I'm just ballparking it.
You're stomping all over my flowers.
Your what?
My flowers. You're stomping on them.
Oh, your jewels.
My flowers.
What flowers?
The flags that you're standing on.
Oh, me. That's just talking about her.
Put that out. No, that's his flag. You don't get that. What are you... Sawdust in your eyeball?
Yeah, I almost made it clean. We were going to go hear more.
Yeah.
It's just like it should have been in the first place. So I can see what I'm doing.
You don't need to see what you're doing.
I'm actually doing a pretty good job without seeing what I'm doing. But I'd do a better job if I could see.
Don't drop those screws.
Oops, I pulled the wrong one out.
All right, time for you to climb.
Climb, climb, climb.
I think the only thing holding that board in place is the top screw.
Yep, pretty much.
What you got? You found food someplace. Oh, you're drinking the old pie tins.
Wonder what that one's for. Yep.
Yeah. Clean those holes up.
Yeah. Saw that.
All right, Mr. Gymnastic. Wow, you just got to shook the whole sign down.
That's only 3 boards. Actually, it's pretty sturdy.
I know, I'm 4.
But actually, it's a little less sturdy since I cut these holes out.
Duh.
But it will be more sturdy when I'm done with it.
Uh-huh. That almost sounded like a scream.
Huh?
That almost sounded like a scream. All right, you pull after this one.
Oh, that one broke.
You broke the screw.
Look, oh, that's because the screws broke off in
there. Yeah, right, just break it.
Tut tut. Feels like rain.
Looks like rain.
All right.
So I'm getting my own echo.
Echo, echo, echo. Oh, shoot. I'm barely... Yeah, this is a dangerous ledge I'm standing on right now.
Why? Oh, because you took away the support.
Yeah.
On both of them.
Good thing I put this together. As good as I did. That's pretty solid. Okay. This other 4x4 I might be able to put in without having to dig the hole wider.
Ow. Ow.
What about here?
Don't claw my belly or my leg. Just don't claw me.
But it's still fun.
Yeah, why do cats like to claw what's giving them pleasure?
I don't know. Why are you pleasuring the cat?
You are disgusting.
You said it. That was funny. All right. Think this will fit in there?
It might. You'll have to come in and throw those boards into that afterwards.
It's 12 feet.
I'm going to throw you out if you keep clawing me in the crotch.
Okay. It'll make it. Oh, shoot. I got to trim this a little more.
Tight fit, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Is this the other one?
It's this one. It's kind of angled. I'm coming back this way. Stop my face.
You're going with your flashlight. Yeah. It's bouncing all over the place.
Did you not like that? Okay. Oh, look at that.
Ow!
Beautiful.
Yay!
That sticks up about 2 foot.
Yeah, just leave it now. You might decide you want to do something with it. You might mount a stop sign there.
I'm sorry, what?
You might want to mount something on there, like a stop sign.
Hey, there you go. Actually, what I want to do, I wanted to put the taller one up there so it can mount the spotlight for the sign.
There you go.
These came from my dad's house from his back deck that he tore apart. He's going to rebuild.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Damn.
Well, that sucked in.
Who's your daddy?
All right, you should tow some screws into those sideboards so that you can stand on them safely.
Yeah, I thought about that. At least the one in the front, tough on my other screws.
China, considering the way you claw me, you are not allowed to sit in my lap anymore. The cat.
There we go. I split it. But that's all right. Ain't going on.
You split it.
Yeah. It's all right. He ain't going nowhere.
Show. Almost caught it with his feet.
Almost. There we go.
Hey. He's definitely having fun. Board's falling on him.
Yeah.
Raindrops keep falling on his head.
Yeah, luckily it's not raining too bad.
So someone heard him near as much as the boards banging his knees.
All right.
Yeah. Whoa.
Too much.
Yeah, you came through a little faint there.
to this top one I trimmed a little too much.
Shame on you.
Yeah. Get
out the board, stretch that short board out.
It's all right, I can always replace it.
I'll stick this one in like so. And hopefully I don't split.
Now I just gotta get the other side. I think the other side I'm gonna have to dig out. A little more.
Nah.
Well, we'll find out. Oh, the vida loca.
Happy joy.
Happy joy. Well, our land's somewhat lit up.
Yeah. Like sleeping in the city.
Dollar store solar powered lights we put up.
Yep.
Of course, we probably got $50 worth of light. But, probably more than that. But if we had a light bill every month, it would have exceeded that by far.
Yeah.
Because we would have to buy the light and pay the electric bill.
Yep.
So, $1 is not a bad deal. $4 lights. Especially since they last quite a while. They don't last as long as I would like them to, but... Well, these 4x4s must be thicker than a 2x4.
Just hammer them in there.
It's not that. It's my hole. It's cockeyed.
You glad I mowed around there?
Do what?
You glad I mowed around there?
Oh, yeah.
Makes it easier.
I shouldn't need to. Okay. I got plenty of room. But it might help if I take these wood pieces out that fell in there. Then again, probably don't need to take them out.
But
right.
It's all good. There we go. Fuck this brain leaving. fast again.
Rightio.
There it is. Boom, sucker! So, I dug my holes good. Just barely. Right on the edge. Living on the edge.
Ooh. You slid it.
I almost stuck the screw all the way through the plywood.
Shame on you. Don't break it.
Yeah.
No, you may not come in my lap, especially if you're going to claw me.
Where's the foot coming up from the bottom instead of the side? Oh, well. You know, hold.
Wow.
All right. Two more? Two more. Figure out what I have and what I don't have. But two more to brace it. And then, if you want, we can go get the concrete tonight. Got the concrete in here. Better than the other side I did. Alright. So that's pretty much done. All I gotta do now is pour the concrete.
You gonna put a third board on this side?
What?
You gonna put a third board on this side, announce all of our specials and such?
Oh, we can do that later.
Put it down walls, paint it chalkboard black, so people can write on it.
Okay. That one, Brad. This side, man.
All right, look good out there.
Okay, I'm on your fingers. Living on the edge.
Yeah. Those background would be Freak Fandango Orchestra. 50 sound. Can you hear it?
Yeah, that's mariachi band.
I could turn it up a little bit, but then we wouldn't be able to talk.
Yeah, I got 1.5 screws left.
1.5 screws?
Yeah, because one broke. It should have been the hole.
Throw it all. Oh! Oh! I didn't know you were loading your gun.
You got graffiti all over my truck now?
I shot China.
You shot China.
I shot China.
You idiot. What'd you do? She's hiding on the floor in the corner with her feet on her face.
I figured the click, you know, would be enough to get her attention, you know, because she was clawing me again. It went pop with a flare.
There's the pee-pee out of her. Hopefully she didn't put it in my truck. All right. That's done. All we got to do is get two bags of Creek, and we're done.
You know, do that in the morning. We can see what we're doing.
It's raining now. It'd be perfect.
No, we want you. You'll end up with a crusty surface and nothing below. You want to add water to it.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. It'll still harden below. But okay. Poor cat. Oh, motherfucking right in the face. You're not supposed to do it to the face.
You're not? I'm sorry. He's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the spark right in my eyes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're grand. All right, here's the top dog. Reciprocating ball.
Ready? Ready? Gets on the ground. Yeah.
Yeah. Legs.
Oh, that's what I'm kicking around.
The other girl? Right, don't kick my toilet paper around.
Yeah, you want your toilet paper to clean before you wipe your butt with it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not allowed to have an outhouse here, so instead we got a latrine. Are you okay, China? Yeah, she's all right.
As many times as Scan scared me with that gun.
As many times what?
As Kano has scared me with that gun. It's a little confetti gun.
Yeah. No, do it in your face, though. I can understand accidentally with the cat because you didn't know it was loaded. Always check the gun to make sure it's loaded, fake or not.
Damn! I didn't know the gun was loaded!
Right.
Did he fall over the, all over the sidewalk?
Right. Yeah, at least nobody got hurt. No man or other animals were injured in this process. Okay. That was easy. Where's my easy button? Oh, there it is. Boop. China, you don't like David anymore, do you? He's a meanie. Yes, he is. He's a big meanie. Shooting confetti guns in your face. Mine, too. We should go beat him up. We're going to beat him up. All right, let me see how this looks.
We'll Save the World by the Freak Fandango Orchestra.
Yeah.
They're about the same size. You can't tell if they are or they aren't. So yeah, now all I got to do is get the signs made. And then get some solar-powered lights to put up there to sign on that sign. Find my shoes and finish chopping this down, but it's good and solid for now. All right. I'm going to turn my back door.
Oh, yeah, so I can have trouble mowing again.
There's the small pieces. I need to replace this. Just the right length. Perfect.
Yeah, I think we should turn that into a building.
Well, we came to that house.
No, she goes to the street.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. All right. Not too bad. I'll put a roof on that and put something in there. I'm trying to let's go back to the kitchen area. She's like, oh crap, I'm getting out of here. So I'm feeding them.
Yeah. Echo. You're messing up the
music. Yeah. Meow. Come on, come on.
All right. You're all wet.
Got that project down. I've been wanting to do that for quite some time.
You're all wet. You're clawing me again. Oh, you didn't like me anymore. Why are you clawing me now?
Well, it's not done. Tomorrow morning it'll be done.
Yay.
About done. Yeah. I get the rest of. I gotta buy the rest of the sign. I guess I don't need to be on. Oh. I need to run ball.
Run ball! Revolution! Did you hang up?
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have, but.
Hold on. It looks like I'm still on.
Yeah.
I'm still on.
Alright.
So,
go ahead and call me.
Ow! I can't do that. I can't do it in that order.
Okay. Well, never mind. I'll just call back then. You're wrong, Paul.
All right, let's go down to the kitchen area before this cat draws blood again. Stop clawing me. China, I like you a lot. But seriously, don't claw me.
Primo dollars.
Not quite. Cat?
All right, China. Kitty.
Okay, so you're doing the Ron Paul thing right now?
Now I will. Ding! All right, muted.
Oh, I might better.
No, no. Oh, mute you, but don't.
No, I need to turn my phone volume down.
Yeah, I can do that.
Or there'll be echo factor because I'll be hearing it twice.
I can't hear it.
Okay, go for it. The technical problems of being in the same room.
Hello, this is Paul.
From Monday, March 13th. Last week, President Trump significantly escalated the U.S. military presence in Syria, sending some 400 Marines to the ISIS-controlled Raqqa and several dozen Army Rangers to the contested area around Manjib. According to press reports, he will also station some 2,500 more U.S. troops in Kuwait to be used as he wishes in Iraq and Syria. Not only is it illegal under international law to send troops into another country without permission, it is also against U.S. law for President Trump to take the country to war without a declaration. But not only is Trump's big war illegal, it is doomed to failure because it makes no sense. President Trump says the purpose of the escalation is to defeat ISIS in Raqqa, its headquarters in Syria. However, the Syrian army, with its allies Russia and Iran, are already close to defeating ISIS in Syria. Why must the U.S. military be sent in when the Syrian army is already winning? Does Trump wish to occupy eastern Syria and put a Washington-backed rebel government in charge? Has anyone told President Trump that would cost in dollars and lives, including American lives? How would this U.S.-backed rebel government respond to the approach of a Syrian army backed up by the Russian military? Is Trump planning on handing eastern Syria over to the Kurds or have been doing much of the fighting in the area? How does he think NATO ally Turkey would take a de facto Kurdistan carved out of Syria with its eyes on Kurdish-inhabited southern Turkey? And besides, by what rights would Washington carve up Syria or any other country? Or is Trump going to give up on the U.S. policy of regime change and hand conquered eastern Syria back to Assad? If that is the case, why waste American lives and money if the Syrians and their allies are already doing the job? Candidate Trump even said he was perfectly happy with Russia and Syria getting rid of ISIS. If U.S. policy is shifting toward accepting an Assad victory, it could be achieved by ending arms supplies to the rebels and getting out of the way. It does not appear that President Trump or his advisors have thought through what happens next if the U.S. military takes possession of Raqqa, Syria. What is the end game? Maybe the neocons told him it would be a cakewalk, as they promised before the 2003 Iraq invasion. Part of the problem is that President Trump's advisors believe the myth that the U.S. surge in Iraq and Afghanistan was a great success, and repeating it would bring victory that eluded Obama with his reliance on drones and proxy military forces. A big show of U.S. military force on the ground, like the 100,000 sent to Afghanistan by Obama in 2009, is what is needed in Syria, these experts argue. Rarely is it asked that if the surge works so well, why are Afghanistan and Iraq still a disaster? President Trump's escalation in Syria is doomed to failure. He is being drawn into a quagmire by the neocons that will destroy scores of lives, cost us a fortune, and may well ruin his presidency. He must de-escalate immediately before it's too late. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website at www.ronpaulinstitute.org. and on my Facebook page.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
And it's still on there.
Strange.
Weird.
All yank of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to suggest you hang up, and that would kill it.
And I already did it. Last signal.
How'd you do that?
I don't know.
Yay.
Yeah, for the retarded kid. Wow, I ain't got no signal.
Yeah. I might have to send that to you again.
Let's see, it expires on March 15th. I think it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. Yeah, bomb, 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 bomb.
Yeah.
Bomb the hell out of everybody.
Yeah, let's go to war.
That's the answer. So, yeah, maybe the same thing happened with Obama. He just listened to the New World Order bullcrap and got him in trouble, just like Trump's listening to those quote-unquote neocons, New World Order war mongrels.
War mongrels.
Damn darn diddly. I said, damn darn diddly, instead of thing darn diddly. Damn darn diddly!
Poor Mr. Flanders.
Poor Flanders.
Can't even curse properly.
Pinball!
Really?
Yeah. Like your music, though.
Yeah, I do. And he's going to play anyway. Yeah, games like that, I like to kind of try to hack
the software and get some soundtrack.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll Google it if it's already been hacked.
That'll save you time and effort.
Yeah, because I'm not a hacker. I can hack some things, but I'm not that good at it. I'm really not that good at anything.
Right. What I like is when they throw it in a zip file and think that, oh, yeah, they're not going to get this because I put it in an encrypted zip file. Like, okay.
Well, they might not care if you have it.
Yeah. Then why'd they encrypt it?
Oh, okay.
So. Then others, they hide it in the software itself.
Those are the harder ones to get.
Yeah, you gotta figure out where the music is. That sometimes is a little hard.
Did you download the game so that you can hack it?
No.
Oh, wait, you can't do it with... You might be able to do it with my phone. But I got that one software on it. This one?
Yeah, that's,
that's
well,
the one
no,
you need to find the files?
No, you don't use that to find it. That's standard for...
Like I said, I'm not a hacker!
Yeah. True that. Me neither.
Liar. Let's see here. Yeah, I'm not that smart. I'm not very smart at all.
Oh. This is insane. It's telling me I finished downloading the thing. The files are done.
Okay, I got one album, two albums, three albums, four albums.
That should be right.
Cool. The Russian Circuit.
And direct from the Syracuse Festival of Drone last night. First time in New York for you guys? All the way from Barcelona. Here is live on WFMU, live from Barbash, Freak Fandango Orchestra.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the rest of the world. We dreams never will come true.
Okay, that sounds retarded.
They all do.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. What drew my attention is one of their albums is called Wild Goats and Useless Heroes.
Wild
Goats and Useless Heroes.
Looking for it.
Well, that's the name of the album. And
oh.
These are the ones that are in it.
Okay. The Russian Circus one is on every album almost.
Is it?
Three of them.
There you go. Three out of four. What's the monkey say?
Don't know. So anyways.
Punk polka.
Punk polka. Polka. Porka. My dad wants to know, how many health products would you think you have, and do you think they would be legally marketed on the internet?
Yeah, he's not trying to get you in trouble or nothing.
I have a lot, and most, if not all, can be legally marketed. We just have to carefully word our disclaimer.
Yep. We do not promise cure anything. However, this item has been used traditionally to do this, this, and this.
I have no signal, so I'm going to power down so I don't blow my dad's phone up.
Probably already blown it up as we speak.
Yeah, so I probably should have just saved it at the draft.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. I don't have no signal anyway, so it don't matter.
Now, that's Samsung Galaxy, but was it T-Mobile?
Yeah, T-Mobile, they suck. No, they don't suck all that bad, but they suck bad enough.
You work in the Kansas City area?
Yes.
All right.
We have snow on our truck.
I didn't know it was that cold.
Yeah, we have a big, giant, furry snowball.
Yeah, yep. For those who don't know, we got a cat named Snow. I'm tired. I've been up since sunrise.
Yeah, me too.
And, yeah.
So I guess that concludes the D&D podcast. Admit to DungeonsandDragons.com.
2 hours of listening to Kano use
power tools.
Battery operated power tools on the board. So you hear a lot of
And me climbing around with no ladder. Like a monkey. I mean,
yeah.
Like a tiger.
Yeah, like a monkey.
Like a tiger. I'm a tiger. I'm a Leo and a tiger.
like a chimpanzee.
Yep. 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 Uh huh.
Yep.
Uh huh. Well. Yeah. So that concludes the podcast for the D&D podcast for DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. Occasionally. Rarely. Well.
Not really.
Every intro and every exit.
Pretty much. And we might be talking about something similar if they ever get a new Parallel Kingdom up and going.
Yeah. Yeah. We're jonesing for Parallel Kingdom.
Well, not so much. But I did get addicted to the last game.
Yep.
I kind of wish that I had played longer now. I would have had ultimate power.
Back in the beginning when everybody was just a smiley face.
Yeah, that's when I started playing.
Yeah, I didn't get to see that stage. I discovered it just before the end.
Actually, I think I was playing just after the smiley faces because I remember the characters. When I started playing it again, I was like, I have played this game before. But like you said, my phone was ancient. Or my phone couldn't handle the stuff.
Right.
And so I ended up uninstalling it because my phone couldn't handle it.
Yep.
Probably could have handled it when it had just a smiley face. But yeah. I don't even know how I got playing the game. Maybe the kids told me about it or something. I don't know.
Mm.
Or maybe I found the app playing around. Because I'm into that kind of stuff, you know? So.
I like how the king and queen told about how they discovered the game.
I know, that was so funny. He discovered it on his way home or at work or something, and he was playing it, and when he got home, he's like, "Honey, I gotta tell you about this awesome game I just found today, and I've been playing it." And I don't remember how he said whatever, and she turned her phone and showed him, and she'd been playing it too. They both found it the same day.
Same day.
And they both been playing it without the other one knowing it. Until he got home from work.
Oh, my gosh.
You mean this game? What?
Oh. Whereas Dez's wife, on the other hand, doesn't want to hear about it.
Oh, yeah. It drives her crazy.
Like, how can you spend so much time on that game?
Well, but she has her game, and she spends a lot of time.
What did she do?
I don't remember, but okay. I remember her talking about it. Oh, aha, you know.
Yep. All right. Well, it's a minute past 10 o'clock. 9 o'clock in real life, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, our podcast for the spring and summer is at 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time.
Yeah. Yep.
7 o'clock Central. 8 o'clock, daylight.
Yes, daylight savings, whatever I guess they call it. Not that it saves any daylight.
Right.
Kind of, you know, my goats can't tell the difference between, you know, whatever. So, not like they go to bed. They go to bed an hour later or anything like that, or an hour earlier.
They just get up when the sun comes up and go to bed when the sun goes down.
Which is pretty much what I did, because I had no idea what time it was until I saw, oh, wait a minute, it got dark earlier or late or something.
Yeah, they moved the times on us today.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Check out the podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. You'll find the phone number. You can call in every Sunday at 8 p.m. Central Daylight during spring and summer, and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, fall and winter. So long, farewell, I'll be here saying goodbye.
Good night, all.
Good night.